And if there's been a storm and the rain stops, it stops raining and the clouds go away, you could say that the weather is...
The weather is sort of cleared up. That one, that's passed over.
Okay. And what do you call a really hard rain that doesn't last very long?
Well, I call that this one. I'll just say a shower, quick shower.
Okay. And what do you call the shelf over the fireplace?
Well, I call it a mantelpiece.
And what do you call the things, you know, in the fireplace that the logs rest on?
I call them fire dogs. I'm hoarse, I can't talk.
Oh, that's all right. As long as I can tell what you say. And what do you call the small pieces of wood that you start the fire with?
I start the kiln. Get a little kiln starting the fire.
Okay. Well, do you have a name for little pieces of wood that are especially rich?
Bring me that little dry trash. I say, bring me that little dry wood I got in that box there.
If it has a lot of fat in it, does it have a different name?
Yes, kiln, the fat kiln. Some say get that little pokine.
That little what?
Pokine. Some of it's poles.
Oh.
Say, what you want me to bring? I said, bring me that little poke kiln over there. I don't want the fat. Keep that stuff out in the morning.
Oh, because it's harder in the morning.
That's right.
And what do you call a place with a rod and hangers in it that you hang clothes in?
Yeah. Where you hang them at?
Uh-huh.
I hang my clothes in the closet.
Okay. Do you have a name for a movable closet? Say it's a big thing that... Well, they don't usually move them very much, but...
Did I say a wardrobe?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
Wardrobe.
Okay. And, you know, in a house, the boards on the outside, they go horizontally this way and they overlap. What are those called?
Called a door. Well, the boat.
Okay. And lots of houses have a place out in front that's covered and you might put chairs out there and sit out there. What's that called?
Patio.
Okay. Does that have a roof on it? A patio?
Yep, it's got a top on it. Patio is.
Now, what would you call it?
Okay, would you ever call it a porch or a portico or a
porch? We call it a porch.
Okay, well, what if it doesn't have a roof over it? Is there another name then?
I call it a flat if it ain't got a. Say, go out there on the flat. If there ain't no top over, that's what I call the flat.
Okay. And what do you call a small fenced-in area next to a barn where a cow's put before its mouth?
What you say?
Oh, it's a little place next to the barn. It's closed in by a fence, and you put the cows there before you milk them.
Well, I sat there in the lot.
Okay. And what's the name for a wall or a fence if it's built out of rocks or stones?
Well, I say it's a wall. If you get that rock, I say a wall.
Okay. And what do you call a large wooden thing with a... It's open at the top about that big, and you carry water or milk in it?
Chilling. Oh, you say carry water or milk in it?
Uh-huh. It's made out of wood.
Hey, yeah.
Okay. And what if it's if it's made out of metal? Do you call it something else? Or the same thing?
What do you call a small fence area next to the barn where the cows are
closed? Made out of metal. I believe you call that same thing. I couldn't get that little name.
Okay. Would you ever say a bucket?
Now, before you put them in,
or would you call it a pail?
You might leave them outside.
You say a bucket.
Okay, which one? Yeah. The wooden one or the tin one?
The tin one would be the bucket and the wooden one would be the pail.
Okay.
Wouldn't it?
Oh, lots of people say it, you know, either way.
That's right.